But first on the program, we go to the UK. This interview, courtesy of Racing UK, with Michelle Payne, who will attempt to create more history at Royal Ascot on Tuesday as she bids to replicate Prince of Penzance's Shock Melbourne Cup victory on the Australian-owned Casper Sky. If successful in the Group 1 Queen Anne Stakes over a mile, Payne will become only the second woman and the first since Gay Kellaway 30 years ago to ride a winner at the Royal Meeting. Here's Michelle Payne on Talking Horses.
Michelle, lovely to see you here. First up, how much of a thrill is it for you to continue this wonderful journey of yours coming to riding at Royal Ascot?
It's so exciting. You know, everybody back home is super excited for me as well and wishing me all the best and, you know, setting their alarms to be up nice and early next week for the Queen Anne Stakes. So, you know, I hope we do them proud and enjoy every moment of it.
You presumably wouldn't be coming all this way if you were just thinking of making up the numbers. The way you're talking about this horse, you see, has every right to be in the race.
Oh, absolutely. He's a quality galloper and, you know, he's shown that in his career, and Jane has him peaking beautifully for this race on Tuesday. He's had two runs back from the spell, and his run last week at Nottingham was very encouraging. He had 63.5 kilos, and, you know, he missed the start and made a run to the front of the field and made the running and, you know, was very brave to the line running second. So, you know, he's a quality galloper, and I know he's obviously against some great opposition, but, you know, you never know.
Even 2 years ago, were you thinking, 2 years, you were thinking in 2017, I could be riding in at Royal Ascot? What would you have said to yourself?
Oh, well, you know, the beauty of horse racing is actually that if you work hard, you never know the possibilities, but I probably would have said I was 100-1. But, you know, also to think they're making a movie about my life, I also would have thought that was, you know, you definitely wouldn't think that would happen. So it's been definitely a whirlwind since winning that race in 2015, and I've just, you know, tried to enjoy every moment of it.
Does it feel surreal that they are, as I say, making a film about your life? Does that just seem, well, why me?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you live your life like, you know, a normal person every day of your life, working hard and dreaming and, you know, striving for success. And then to think that, you know, we have a book and now there's a movie, it's really overwhelming. But, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy every moment of it and make the most of the opportunities like we have next Tuesday at Royal Ascot.
Will you be doing your own stunts?
No, I won't probably. I'll be fairly busy at home training, setting up my training back home, and that's, you know, a lot of hard work, so I'll leave that to the experts and enjoy watching.
But for you, what's your first memory of Royal Ascot then? Because the Australians now have made a habit of coming over and doing well with some of their sprinters. We've seen, obviously, the great Black Caviar came over. So what's your earliest memory of the place?
Probably watching horses like Schwarzia when he came out, and Scenic Blast with Stevie Arnold, who's a very close friend of my brother Patrick's. And before that, I was out here with my brother-in-law, Brett Preble. We walked the track together before the race, and, you know, so I have had, you know, some opportunities to see a little bit of the behind the scenes and, you know, enjoy the wins from the Australians that have come out here and been successful. I was out here when Black Caviar won and, you know, just got a huge thrill out of it. So to be a part of it next Tuesday is, you know, so overwhelming, and I'm absolutely just can't wait to be out there and be involved.
And then you'll be back in August as well for the Jockeys Challenge, riding with well, our own Josephine Gordon in the ladies team.
Yes, that's right. I'm really looking forward to that. Obviously the Sugar Cup is something that's such a fun and great incentive and initiative from racing to, you know, bring riders from around the world and have a competition of, you know, our skills. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait.
Michelle, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.